Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. We're rocking and rolling with a little Heartland music there. That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a good time with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff is the author of the eBay Business Answer Book, also the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book. Cliff, tell us how we can find your books and you online.
You can get my books anywhere that they are sold. If you just go anywhere, you know, Amazon, anywhere, and just, you know, check out my name. It's E-N-N-I-C-O is my last name. Cliff is in Clifford. You can get them anywhere.
All right, and your own website.
And my website is cliffenico.com. I also got one at succeedinginyourbusiness.com, which
All right.
my weekly column where I sort of answer some weird legal and tax questions.
I knew there was another one in there. I knew there was another one in there somewhere. Okay, you got another tax issue for us.
Yeah, and this is one especially for people that are selling online, and also wake up franchises and business opportunity people are going to be hit by this. A growing number of states now are expanding their nexus rules. Now, nexus rules are a set of rules, every state has them, that says when out-of-state businesses can be taxed in that state.
If you buy something online, folks, and you're hoping not to pay taxes, and all of a sudden, when you tell them what state you're from, they put your taxes, the state tax on the bill, then that means that that company has a nexus in your state, meaning some kind of an outlet or an office or something that makes them a nexus, and that's the reason why you're paying taxes.
Exactly. I mean, just because you're not you don't have an office or employees in that state does not mean you don't have to pay taxes there. And here's the latest wrinkle now. A growing number of states, Connecticut has done this, New York has done this, are now saying that if you are an out-of-state company and you are directing your sales activities, if you are soliciting customers within the state and you are generating more than X dollars worth of sales volume in that state every year, you have to pay income tax to that state. We're not talking sales tax here. We are talking income tax.
What?
And you got to start filing income tax.
Is that a law now? I mean, if they pass that?
They passed that. Connecticut has done this. A couple other states.
Can they do that? I mean, I don't know how that doesn't seem to me, I don't know.
We could spend a whole hour talking about the Constitution.
That doesn't seem kosher to me.
But apparently, in at least a couple of states, at least the state Supreme Courts have said that this is constitutional. Basically, the concept is this. If you are so let's say, for example, you are in Missouri, and you do a blast email to 50,000 Connecticut residents, and you make, you know, $500,000 in revenue from that email blast, you have to file an income tax return in Connecticut, paid in Connecticut income tax.
Well, now, does that mean that you don't pay taxes in Missouri on that money?
Not on the one of them.
That's my point.
Well, I don't know.
This is taxation double jeopardy, sounds like.
It could possibly lead to double taxation. That's right. But hey, you know, the states, we've talked about this before, Jim. The states are desperate for revenue.
Well, and see, their initial tack on this was to go after the sales tax.
That's
and
right.
They, and they've been having
the
trouble getting that passed because there are 7,200 tax jurisdictions in the United States.
That's right. And there's no way that anybody can keep
nobody
can
do that. So this is the way the states are getting around that, isn't it?
They're getting around it, and they're doing it by saying, and it's kind of cute in a way, we're not taxing the sale. We're taxing the use of the sold item within our state, which is constitutional. We're not taxing
because the people buying it are really supposed to pay tax on that.
They are. It's true. I mean, these laws have been around since the 1950s.
If you and I buy something online, we're supposed to pay sales tax on that.
Of course, I always do, Cliff,
and you do too, right?
It's called a use tax. And you have to. That's a tax on things you buy, you know, for your own use, not for a resale, not inventory, for which you do not pay a sales tax.
But Cliff, you always write that check, and I do too. Every month.
You know, you and I, doing the kind of work that we do, we have to. We're supposed to be experts at this.
That's
supposed to be doing that. But most people don't do this. But this is now a next thing. So it raises some questions. So let's say, for example, we have a minor league baseball team here called the Bridgeport Bluefish, and let's say I'm a New York company, and I take out a banner ad on the Bridgeport Bluefish website. okay? Mm-hmm. It's a minor league baseball team up here. I got to believe that 95% of the people that look at this website are Connecticut residents. I don't think you're going to find too many people in Alabama following the Bridgeport Bluefish.
Or maybe not New York either.
Yeah, exactly. So my question is, are you directing your sales and marketing efforts to the state of Connecticut by taking out that banner ad? I mean, it leads to those kinds of mm-hmm. questions. Whenever you find yourself advertising, doing stuff in other states, you're going to have to start thinking about this now.
There's going to have to be a national conversation about this, Cliff.
There is.
Because now these states are starting to act like China.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some of the European countries trying to control. The Internet has no borders, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to have to be a national conversation about this. This will wind up being a Supreme Court thing, and the government will have to get involved.
Eventually.
Cliff, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website quickly.
You do, and always a pleasure, Jim.
CliffVinico.com. Thanks, Cliff. See you next time. Quick break. Actually, no, I got to go for this. Time flies when you're having fun. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.